prayer sheet. For Mitzvah next week, I'll have what we spoke about this week plus more on the sheet next week. So I'd like to discuss the issue of opening containers, packages, cans, and things like that on Shabbos. Now, it's important to know that there are a few malachas that are involved over here. There's malachas kireya, which is ripping things of soft material. There's a possibility of boina or seiser, destroying a kli. There's a possibility of makbe patish, making a nice spout or opening, could be a question of makbe patish. There could be a possibility of the malacha of mechatech, which is making a cut at a very specific point. There's a possibility of which other malachas? But that's makbe patish. So that's where Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in his tshuva, that it's very important to open all containers and packages before Shabbos, because there's a need to be a real Talmid Chacham to know what to do on Shabbos. And Rav Moshe actually writes that even when it's mutter, one should not do it in front of children or women, because they won't know the rules to when yeah, when not. The Shmini Shabbos Kol Chassi also brings down from earlier Achronim that it's important that one should open all these containers and bottles and things before Shabbos. So therefore, if someone's able to do that, then that's what they should do. However, if one did not open before Shabbos, or they opened before Shabbos and now they need more, so then that's what we can discuss. What is allowed and what's not. So cans, you have a tuna fish can.
What if we go stale?
What?
Let's say we go bad over Shabbos.
You could open it before Shabbos, you should open it before Shabbos. But if one cannot open it before Shabbos, so then... Nowadays we have, by the way, these Ziploc bags and all these things.
Doesn't want to is a can't?
What?
Is it doesn't want to a can't?
That's for you to decide.
Okay.
That's for you to decide. Okay. So what about cans? Like a tuna fish can. So if Moshe was machmir by a tuna fish can, he held you not allowed to open it on Shabbos.
Specifically tuna fish or?
No, cans. I gave examples tuna fish
can. No, a soda can is the same thing.
What's it? Okay, so Moshe was machmir, and Moshe held that one should not do it. A eitzah for a tuna fish can would be to open it halfway and just empty out the contents. And the reason why opening halfway would be better is because then it can't be used as a utensil. You didn't do anything here. You didn't make it into it can't be used as a utensil. Rav Shlomo Zalman was matir opening cans on Shabbos, and soda cans also use matir on Shabbos. So here we have machlekes, whether you're allowed to or not. That's cans.
Why?
Why what? I'm not getting into all the swears now. Why? The deal is like we started off. That of course, if it's something you're able to do before Shabbos, you should do it before Shabbos. If not, then you can be semich on the Rishon Zalman that you could do it on Shabbos. Can it be for sure? Well, you can.
You can't open up before Shabbos.
Okay. Fine. Okay, so that's cans. Yeah, that's cans. Snack bags, like potato chip bags, or a bag of sugar, or freeze pops. So what about those things? So if the bag is made from a flimsy material, like most of these potato chip bags, and they're also thrown out right after you finish using it, no one saves it to refill it, and especially those that are like small snack bags that you eat in one shot. So that even if it's done in a non-destructible way, it's mutter to open. I mean, even if you're not destroying the...
I'm talking about
even if you're not just pulling it apart. Opening those bags are fine. Those bags are fine.
Rabbi, you really want to know about writing on the bag.
the writing on the back, so you should try to do it without ripping the letters, but if you end up ripping the letters, it's not a problem. The bags which are more firm,
like a bag of crackers, is Bob going to rip through the words? The ices they used to have here, is it possible to open the cell phone without ripping the letters?
We'll get to the cereal box in a moment. If you can't do it, you can't do it. It's fine.
By the way, I know a way that you were going
to store one. It's fine then. But if it's more of a firm bag, so then it's better not to rip the bag. But to pull it apart by the sealed top, that's always mutter. That's mutter.
How they seal it?
What?
How they seal it?
Wait, how they seal it?
The way they seal it is mutter open up and mutter under the seal.
You're pulling it apart by the sealed part, that's mutter. Okay? Okay, if it's not possible to pull it apart by the sealed part, then you should be mekalkel the bag if you need it. If the contents is needed for Shabbos, so then you should ruin the bag, and then it's mutter. Okay, so that's bags. How about boxes, like cereal boxes or matzah box? So that you should try to open it in a way without tearing the box. Right? Sometimes you can just slip open the seal on it without tearing the box, just like in between. That's the best thing. If not, then you could tear the box, or if you need to, you could. If it's needed, the contents is needed for Shabbos, so then you could open it up.
Is it better to destroy the box that can't be used, or throw it right in the garbage?
It's definitely better to. Yeah.
But if you need it on Shabbos, you could open it. And
if it's really needed, then yeah. Try to do it. What?
Try to do it on the seal or not.
If you could do it. With the seal meaning what? It's like sealed to rip off the piece. If you need to, you can do that also.
Should you try not to?
Yeah, better not to. Yeah. Yeah, better not to. Okay. Now sometimes you have like the box drinks or the Pringle boxes, where there's like a aluminum foil which you have to like rip off, that's not a problem. It's not a problem to take off. Sometimes you buy these two yogurts that attach to each other and you want to separate them. So over here it really depends on how much space there is between the two. They used to make them that there was a wide piece in between. And then it'll be mutter to crack them apart. But nowadays that they're very close to each other, there's very little space in between, so you would definitely want to rip it on the line that's perforated over there, because if you can do a little over, you'll rip the container and you'll lose your yogurt. So then, that's a problem. Okay? It is to eat it without separating.
Yeah, it's the same thing. You cut it with a knife.
I don't even know what you're
saying. Or if you cut it with a knife.
Same thing with ISIS.
Same thing. You're cutting it off the perforated line. So then it'll be fine.
Is a problem with
ISIS that are perforated together? Sometimes they rip open, sometimes they're just.
Which ISIS? Which one?
The cracking apps.
The cracking apps is not a problem. You could crack them in half anytime. Even though it says on it, don't do it on Shabbos, you'll have to do it on Shabbos.
Wait, you're allowed to use a knife to separate the two yogurts?
You can use a knife, but if there's room to do it with a knife, then you'll be able to do it with the perforated line also.
What's the?
But that's mamish close. I mean, they have a lid, though. They always have a lid.
You'll see some of them are like very close to each other. If you don't do it on the perforated line, you'll like rip the container.
What's the reason you can't break it on the perforated line?
Mechatech. Cutting to an exact line. That you need to cut it at that line.
So if you could do it with a knife though, then you could do it without the knife?
If you would be able
maybe.
To hypothetically
maybe.
Use the
maybe. Maybe. I'm saying it depends how close you're cutting. Again, it has to be that you don't care to do it on that line. I would assume so, but... if you have air-pressured sealed caps, like,
like this?
So, air-sealed? No, that's not sealed.
Oh, no,
pressure.
It's like
air pressure sealed.
Like, well, it's like beer.
Right.
The glass bottle.
Or champagne or something.
That's right. Like, those things... That's not a problem. If you have a cork in it, to pull out a cork is not a problem either. Right, you can even use a corkscrew to take out the cork.
What about the tuber bottle?
Plastic wrappers, that's also not a problem.
Why not?
Why, yeah.
It rips along that perfect line.
Yeah,
it rips
so
why is
Rush going to
punch a hole in the cap before?
You can get the caps, and then tuber caps
up. Oh, I thought that was the bottle. That's
no, yeah, this is the glass bottles with the air pressure tops in.
Plastic wrappers that surround the caps is mutter.
What's the plastic
wrapper? Those, sometimes you have these,
like
wine.
Like beer.
Right.
That's paper.
Mouthwashes.
You have a paper wrapper.
Even if it's
perforated,
Snapple has it.
You spoke about it before. Perforated is the only problem when you need to do it exactly on that. Maybe I could do it next time.
Maybe that's with words,
like scope.
Again, the words, it's all the same like we said before.
What about mouthwash? Is that considered... I thought
we went
for Eichel.
Hold on, Rabbi,
no, it's not only for Eichel. It's for anything that you need for Shabbos. But as we, they need it.
What defines need?
Needs.
You want it?
No.
Rabbi, words are a big deal or not?
One thing is not enough. What you need.
You need to have this.
Why do you need mouthwash?
How
do you
not
say again?
It's your call, never mind.
Rabbi, if you use mouthwash every week, is that needing?
You have a bad breath and you need to speak to people, then that's needed.
What about like a game? Like, why don't you need that?
Who said you're allowed to do it then? If you have other games? Has to be needed for Shabbos, yeah. There's a halacha Shulchan Aruch that not everything that you want for any Shabbos is called a need.
So this is the find a need version.
I knew someone once he needed to have
what, so like words on Shabbos for things you need to have a problem?
No. Try not to rip it. If you end up ripping it, it's not a problem. Try to do it out. If you're able to cut it next to it where there's no words. But if you end up cutting the word, then it's not a problem.
Well, like you're on the snap bottles, the plastic perforated thing.
To try to do it without cutting the words.
No words. On the perforated, can I pull the perforated tab?
Yeah, because you don't need to rip it off over there.
Oh, you don't need to rip it. Okay, fine, sit out here.
Okay, milk containers. Milk containers when you're making a spout.
Yeah. Is it cartons?
The cartons. So that a mush held is usher because you're forming a nice spout.
Like orange, like let's say you have like small oranges.
Containers, you open up a spout from that.
And that's
the problem? Don't have that anymore in America?
They do, they have it. It's not.
Yeah, but mush held, that's the problem.
What they have in school?
They don't have it.
Yes.
Right. Now a bag here and there, it's still a bag.
It's a problem, the cards are bad, huh?
And my shelves up, so yeah. You're making the spout.
Since you're making the spout, oh, it's ready for Shabbos, you can open it.
How many things must have...
The milk.
A bag. So to cut a nice hole is a problem. So either you have to cut a very small hole or a very wide hole that comes pouring out in a sloppy way. That's a milk bag.
So you can just transfer it.
What do you mean transfer?
Why? If you cut a huge hole, you can just pour it into a bottle. And just
yeah. Right.
It's okay to use like the little slicer thing and
crack it. Again, probably not because then it's going to be a nice hole.
To make a really nice
hole? I told you have to make a tiny hole or a very wide hole.
Something you wouldn't normally make on the floor.
Whatever you do, you have to. This means this is how you do it, but you have to
do
it.
Are you with together something you normally wouldn't do on the weekday?
No, it has to be annoying. It has to be annoying.
Oh, like that?
Yeah, it can't be a Pesach Yoffa. It has to be annoying. You do your teeth, it also gets, it's annoying because it gets stretched out.
You're sitting there like this for 10 minutes. It's
right. It's annoying, yes.
See, people, you don't feel like open, then always open with that mouth.
So if it's annoying, then it's annoying.
Annoying to you?
know.
It's be annoying. Yeah, small, big hole.
I'll show you what to do it with those bags.
Okay,
You'll understand, man.
Okay, so, right, we said a cork is what to even with a corkscrew.
Opening the top to some of the beers that of the champagnes that are metal capped down.
Yeah, that's not wrong. Unscrewing that metal piece.
Not wrong?
So it's not wrong, yeah. No, do anything.
A little annoying.
Okay,
annoyingly big.
What about these Pepsi bottles?
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Is that?
Milk. Make a big hole on
the bag. Use a slicer? Yeah, but probably if you can use the slices and come out a nice hole, I'm saying. But if you make a big fine, okay. Then it's okay. Okay, so we just covered a lot of these. We spoke about cans, snack bags, boxes, box drinks, Pringles, yogurts.
Box drinks.
Yeah, the
connected
ones.
No, we're talking about putting the straw in. Aluminum foil. I said aluminum foil is not a problem.
Oh, covering that because it's not a problem.
What's up, they're connected.
Air pressure sealed caps, plastic wrappers that surround it, we said also is not a problem. And milk containers and a cork.
What about things that you seal to surround it? You seal like you take a bowl.
Yeah. It's,
what about bottle caps? You say.
So we can get the bottle caps. Bottle caps are one discussed separately. Bottle caps and what else do we have to discuss?
Peeling fruits.
Peeling fruits.
No, we just got
them.
I don't know.
Killing fruits, as long as you do it.
That was in Burger.
You can do it as long as you do it for immediate use.
That was in Burger. I'd say, how much before Suda can you
use? The normal time they use to prepare for that Suda. Okay, so we'll continue Mitzvah next week with more examples. And we'll get to the soda caps next week in Mitzvah.
Yeah!